Packing for summer trips is so much easier when your jewelry can do it all. From the pool to the ocean to dinner, you never have to take off your Jenny Bird pieces. I seriously could have used that on my last trip. And you'll want to wear Jenny Bird pieces on repeat all season because they just make looking polished completely effortless. Their bangles and anklets are absolute game changers. You can stack them high, go for a swim, hop in the shower, and never worry about taking them off. From statement hoops to sleek everyday bracelets, their collection has something tailored for every mood and summer vibe. So don't be surprised if someone stops to ask where you found such chic pieces. And Jenny Bird pieces look and feel far more expensive than they are. So you get high-quality jewelry without the splurge. To top it off, they just launched a new fine collection with stunning diamond pieces that are totally distinct. You can get 10% off your first order with Jenny Bird by visiting jenny-bird.com and using code HELLOJB at checkout.
Summer adds up fast. A trip here, a dinner there, a couple of outdoor concerts. With all the extra expenses this season brings, it's easy to wonder if you're getting the most out of your money. That's why you need to check out Chime. They are completely changing the game with rewarding, fee-free banking, meaning no monthly fees, no minimum balance requirements, and absolutely no overdraft fees. My younger self definitely could have benefited from that. It gets better, too. You can get 5% cash back on your Chime card in a category of your choice. I'm talking everyday purchases like gas or groceries, all while building your credit through everyday spending with no credit check required. Plus, your savings grow faster with an interest rate that's 9 times the national average. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free with America's number one choice for banking. Head to chime.com/48hours. That's chime.com/48hours. Sign up now. It only takes a few minutes. Chime is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services and Chime card provided by Chime's bank partners. Qualifying direct deposits required. Terms and limits apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
I'm Troy Roberts for the CBS News broadcast, 48 Hours. In this week's podcast interview, we look at the disappearance of U.S. Army medic Kelly Bardot. Fort Bragg is located in Fayetteville, North Carolina, a military town through and through. So a missing woman, one of the military's own, is big news. Kelly was last seen at a bar, Froggy Bottoms, on the night of April 13, 2012. She had gotten a ride there from a friend, a recent acquaintance, a bar back at the establishment. His name, Nick Holbert. Authorities questioned Holbert, and he denied knowing anything. So law enforcement focused their efforts on Kelly's personal life. She was married but separated from her husband and was dating again. So officials looked into the whereabouts of her estranged husband and also her current boyfriend. Both had strong alibis. What you're about to hear is excerpts from an interview I did with David Marshburn, a self-proclaimed entrepreneur and bounty hunter who was drawn to help investigate this case on his own.
So would it be fair to say you once were a bounty hunter?
That is what people call me, and that's what people call me today, but we call it fugitive recovery agents, but my wife bonds them out, and I hunt them down. And that's the way we handle the bail bond business.
Was it lucrative?
You got some good bonds, you got some bad bonds, but it's lucrative when you do it for the surety company. I've hunted down cartel members for the surety company, picked them up in Florida.
Cartel?
Yes, sir. It doesn't matter if they're in New York, Florida, California. I get a call and I can find them, I'm going to get them.
Sounds dangerous.
It is, but it's fun. It's real fun.
Tell me about a close call.
Close call, I got ran over. We had a $3,500 bond. The guy, we had pulled up behind the guy and jumped out on him on the first night. And before he could take off or get the car in gear, I tased him in the neck before he could move. Well, the taser was so close to prongs that it was arcing between, and it was cutting it out, so he couldn't, he could still move and maneuver. So he jerked the taser prongs out, put it in reverse, totaled three cars that night, including mine. He got away from us. 3 nights later, we find him at a gas station. We pull up behind him, block him in again. This time he's blocked in between the building and our car, so he couldn't go anywhere. He still rammed the building, tried to ram the building, and then he backed up, and when he backed up, he ran over my leg. When I went down, my partner shot, and shot him right in the butt, come out of his back, and then he stopped. We pulled him out of the car, apprehended him, put him in handcuffs, and waited for the police to show up.
So how many criminals have you captured, would you say?
I'd say it's in the hundreds, I'm sure. If I had to guess a number, over 500 at least.
So you reason that if you've been able to capture criminals on the run, mm-hmm. you could solve this mystery.
Yeah. I figured that if I can find somebody in another state, I'm sure I can find someone that's sitting still or missing or female. Everyone is meant to be found. Another bondsman that worked for me, I got frustrated one time, and I was losing it. I was losing my cool. And he calmed me down and said, look, just remember, everybody's meant to be found. You're going to find them. And so from that point on, my motto is everyone's meant to be found. So,
do you remember when Kelly Bordeaux disappeared?
I do. I was watching TV, and news media come up, and I think they had a Amber Alert out of, they did some type of alert, they did media. The media came out and said, Fort Bragg soldier missing, last seen at Froggy Bottoms, last seen with a sex offender. And I think a few days later, I saw the interview with Nick, and I sat back and watched it, and I told my wife to come in there, and I said, look, he did it. He took her. He killed her. And she said, if you think that, why don't you go find her? I said, well, I'll try, you know.
Well, where did you get that from that interview? How did you?
His eyes, I used to play poker a lot, so I could read people very well. And his eyes, the way his eyes were, and he would squint them, and he would twitch, his eyes would twitch. And just his motions and how he just cold. It's more like you can read into someone saying, okay, he's cold, calculated, he's done something with her. And usually the last person that's with the person, the last person that's with a missing person is usually the one that done it.
How big of a story was this?
It was humongous. It was all over the national news. It got attention everywhere.
Why do you think that is?
Because she was a young female, she Fort Bragg soldier. You know, it's a story, and I think all the media just attracted to it because of you got a sex offender, you got Kelly Bordeaux, she's a soldier, and then you got a bar. So all three things don't make a good mix. So it's a good story.
But at the time, you weren't aware that Nick had a sex offense in his past, did you?
I did. I did when he come up, when the news media come out, she had been last seen with a sex offender, is the story of what was on the media. And then as it progressed, then you find out, well, the bar owner's not who he says he is. You find out more details, and you got a bigger realm that you got to center on. You got to focus in on trying to narrow down who done it or who could potentially have done it. And you take Nick, you take the husband, you take everybody into consideration, and then you weed it out. You know, I didn't want to get in trouble. This is the first PI case I ever done. The reason why I could be a PI is because I've done so much work on finding people and hunting them down, as everybody calls it, a bounty hunter. So that's how I acquired my PI license. So actually doing a PI job was a little bit difficult because if first of all, I've never done missing. I've done missing people, but I've never done missing person. You know, I've done hunting someone down, but not a missing person. It's two different things, though. You know, you got to really think about it. Where was I at? I'm trying to think.
Well, too far. You know, I just what strikes me is that law enforcement was all over this.
They were.
500 people were searching for this young woman. Mm-hmm. What made you think you could make a difference? You've never done this before.
I know that. And I was a loner, and I'm always a loner. And what I mean by that is I do things on my own. I like doing things my way. And, you know, when you got all these searchers out there, you got, you know, you see it on the news, everybody's walking in the woods. I like to go out there on my own and figure things out for my own. When I go hunt someone down, I don't like anyone that's with me, helping me, to put their two cents in work, because I like to focus on what I'm thinking and what I want to do and how I want to do it. And I guess it's controlling, I reckon, but I'm good at figuring out people, reading people, and knowing what their next move's going to be, or guessing what their next move's going to be. But I didn't go out there with searchers. I did my own search. But then it got, you know, several months into it, it got to the point where I'm just backtracking over everybody else. I want to figure out where they have searched. So I do want some information. Well, I wound up calling a reporter, and she gave me the name, a couple of names of two gentlemen that have done a lot of searching, and they could help me on where they have already searched. So I call them up, meet with them, and this is the first time I've ever met with them. And, you know, they tell me all the areas, and then they start giving me hints, you know, helpful things that the police department have given them. Look north is what they would always say, look north. And so that's where it all began as far as my connection with other people in searching for Kelly.
You know what? People go missing every day. Mm-hmm. What was it about this particular case that attracted you?
Well, she's a soldier. She, female, you know, him being on TV and making that statement that he had nothing to do with it, and I knew he was lying. I mean, it was like an instant connection that I said, I know he's lying. That's ultimately what really did it, and plus it was all over the news everywhere, and you're thinking, you know, you can help this person. You got all this information, you can help find this person. That's what you're good at, do it.
And good at it he was. David Marshburn turned out to be very pivotal in this case. His sense of justice and dogged determination would help turn this cold case into a burning hot story. I'm Troy Roberts for the CBS News broadcast 48 Hours. To hear more on this story, join us this weekend at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for the 48 Hours broadcast on the Kelly Burdeau case, a look into her mysterious disappearance, the search and discovery of her remains, and the arrest and sentencing of her killer.
How would you like to live in a home where the floors are always clean? Now you can with Matic, the first intuitive cleaning robot designed and assembled in America for families like yours. Matic sees your home the way you do, so it cleans the way you would. Precise visual navigation means it moves gracefully through real lived-in spaces and almost never gets stuck. Its visual intelligence means you can point at a mess and say, Matic, clean this. Matic also understands over 75 languages, so anyone can use it just by talking to it, even the kids and the grandparents. Nobody has to learn another app. It vacuums and mops daily, it's quiet enough to run at night, and can clean in the dark, so you can wake up to clean floors. Matic is rated 4.9 out of 5 by the families who own it. To get your Matic, go to maticrobots.com. That's maticrobots.com. And get a year's supply of free HEPA bags with your purchase today. Go to maticrobots.com/odyssey, a $96 value at no cost to you. That's maticrobots.com/AUDACY.
Great hair doesn't need a complicated routine. Meet Nuwash from Hair Story, the cleansing and conditioning cream that replaces shampoo and conditioner in one simple step. Unlike traditional shampoo, Nuwash cleans without the harsh foaming detergents that can strip away the natural oils your hair and scalp need. The result? Softer, smoother, healthier looking hair that air dries beautifully, stays fresh longer between washes, and requires fewer styling products. So you can spend less time washing, styling, and managing your hair, and more time simply enjoying it. Great hair, less work. For an even deeper reset, add Hair Story's Pre-Wash, a prebiotic scalp rinse that breaks down buildup and helps rebalance your scalp in just 3 minutes. Better hair with less effort? That's a story worth rewriting. If you're ready to make the switch, use code PODCAST15 at hairstory.com for 15% off your order. Hair Story. Doing less never looked this good.